I will have my I will leave my successor and my country in a strong foundation to build on if they choose to do so. It's true, some may seek to deny or delay the clean energy revolution that's underway in America. But nobody can reverse it. Nobody. Not when so many people, regardless of party or politics, are enjoying its benefits. Not when countries around the world are harnessing the clean energy revolution to pull ahead themselves. The question now is, which government will stand in the way and which will seize the enormous economic opportunity?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, November 18th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1399. Donald Trump confirmed that he plans to declare a national emergency on day one to use the military to carry out the largest deportation program in American history. Trump responded "True" in all caps at 4:08 a.m. to a post on his personal social media network that his incoming administration is prepared to declare a national emergency and will use military assets to reverse the Biden invasion through a mass deportation program. There are an estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the United States, making up about 3% of the total U.S. population. Meanwhile, the Trump transition team is compiling a list of current and former U.S. military officers involved in the withdrawal of Afghanistan for possible court-martial. A 2022 independent review by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction blamed both the Trump administration and the Biden administration for the chaotic 2021 withdrawal from Afghanistan. Still, the Trump team reportedly wants to create a commission to investigate the withdrawal, determine who was directly involved in the decision-making for the military, and whether the military leaders could be charged with treason for following Biden's order to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Trump has called the withdrawal a humiliation and said it was the most embarrassing day in the history of our country. Moving on, House Speaker Mike Johnson said he would strongly request that the House Ethics Committee not release its report into allegations of sex trafficking, corruption, and drug use by Matt Gaetz, who is Trump's nominee for Attorney General. Johnson said, "That is not the way we do things in the House. I think that would be a terrible precedent to set." Gaetz resigned from Congress days before a House panel was set to vote on releasing a report on the allegations against him. His resignation ended the ethics panel's jurisdiction over him, and the House Ethics Committee, meanwhile, will meet Wednesday to discuss and potentially vote to release the report anyway. Both Republican and Democratic members of the Senate Judiciary Committee want the report released for Senate consideration on whether to confirm Gaetz for Attorney General. House Ethics Chair Michael Guest said the Ethics Committee will make its own decision about releasing the report, regardless of Johnson's opinion. Meanwhile, Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault as part of a nondisclosure agreement. Pete Hegseth denied any wrongdoing and maintains that he is innocent and that the sexual encounter was consensual. Still, Hegseth agreed to pay an undisclosed amount of money to the woman as part of a confidentiality settlement to deter his accuser from going forward with a lawsuit. Hegseth believed a lawsuit could have gotten him fired from Fox News, where he was then a host. The alleged sexual assault took place after midnight on October 8, 2017, at the Hyatt Regency Monterey Hotel and Spa. The woman filed a complaint with the Monterey Police Department 4 days later, alleging that she had been sexually assaulted by Hegseth. The city of Monterey said investigators found the woman had contusions on her right thigh. No charges were filed. Hegseth reportedly was not vetted before Trump tapped him to be defense secretary. Moving on, Trump's transition team is skipping the traditional FBI background checks to vet some cabinet nominees. Instead, Trump is using private companies, claiming the traditional process can be slow, which sometimes reveals embarrassing and politically damaging information. The protocol was established after World War II to make sure nominees don't have unknown foreign ties or other national security concerns. For a list of everyone who is set to be in Trump's new administration so far, you can check the main website. And finally, House Speaker Mike Johnson said there may be a function to facilitate the use of recess appointments so Trump can appoint his cabinet nominees outside of the Senate confirmation process. Johnson noted that there is a very partisan atmosphere in Washington, which he said could hinder the process of Senate confirmations, adding, "But if this thing bogs down, it would be a great detriment to the country, to the American people." A recess appointment is when a president unilaterally bypasses the Senate to confirm cabinet nominees when both the House and the Senate are not in session for at least 10 days. Johnson said, "We'll evaluate all that at the appropriate time and we'll make the appropriate decision," adding, "There may be a function for that. We'll have to see how it plays out." That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.